Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to Tipsy Tourism, the podcast where we visit top tourist attractions whilst enjoying some alcoholic beverages in an incredibly responsible manner. My name is Chelsea and I'm in charge of choosing the activity.
And my name's James and I am in charge of choosing the drink. But...
big but.
We have a bit of a problem this week. We're sat apart.
Very apart.
And all through this pandemic... we personally have been pretty lucky.
So incredibly lucky.
But the bastard virus has got one of my friends. And unfortunately, I was in the pub with them at the weekend.
On Saturday. And bizarrely, I was supposed to be there with you and ended up not being because something went wrong with a video that I was uploading. So it's almost like the YouTube gods saved me from this.
Well, they didn't save me. No, I haven't been pinged at this point, but I am staying in.
Yeah, that's right. And we have big plans for today's episode. Normally, we do record a bit in advance. We like to give ourselves, you know, a bit of leeway. But we literally left this one until the day before we release because that's when it was open. That's a little teaser for you if you can work out what that possibly could be.
We had somewhere booked at 4:30 today. Yeah. It's Monday, the 9th of August at the minute. And we can't go. So... we've had to think outside of the box.
Yes, just a little bit. And moving on to that, should I reveal where we're off to today?
Yeah.
We are going
our
bedroom.
Woohoo! But we can't. We're in separate beds.
I know. We are not off to the bedroom. I think that's a different type of podcast, to be fair. We, instead, we are going to do a bit of virtual tourism right here.
VT.
From the living room. And we are off on a walking tour in America.
Yeah, we're not going because you can't do that in a night.
I'm pretty sure you can't do that full stop. USA still banned us. How dare they?
Not even Concorde. We could get there and back on time.
So we're doing it via the internet. And I will delve a little into where we are off to and how this is happening in a second. But first of all, I really, really could do with a drink.
Yeah. Okay. Well, as I am so bored... and our drinks trolley is looking so healthy.
Incredibly healthy. I just got to say, I don't know how this has happened, but over the last year and a half, we have got a ridiculous amount of drink. We should have a party. It's your birthday coming up.
Yeah, it is. September's.
Let's have a party. Yeah, we need to shift that.
We're not there yet. No, we're here now. I'm bored. I'm like...
already? We're only like 3 minutes into the podcast.
I'm not even 24 hours into my isolation yet. Anyway, I'm going to go for it because loads of stuff here. All of this stuff on the drinks trolley. I'm going to start showing you drinks and see what you think. So, in fact, I'll tell you what cocktail I'm going for first because there is an American twist to it.
Oh, I like that.
I have aligned it. So I have gone for the Long Island iced tea.
Oh.
Because Long Island is a place in America.
It's a place that we've been to in America.
Is it?
Do you not remember
this? We've been to New York and it's near New York.
Yeah, but we have been to Long Island.
Have we?
Yeah, because when we were in New York and wanting to fly to Miami, there were no cheap flights out of New York's airports. So, top tip for you, top tip, you can get a 1 hour train out of New York from Penn Station.
Oh, I remember getting that.
And you can fly from Long Island Airport instead, which has got the budget airlines, which will get you down to Miami Airport for super cheap. I think we paid about $30.
There you go. Top tip.
Yes.
From the holiday expert lady. Now, I'm going to show you some drinks.
Okay.
And you're going to say whether they're in the Long Island iced tea or not. You ready? I'm just going to show you a drink. You got to hold it up and say whether that's in the drink or not.
Have you had one already, babes?
What's that?
Vodka.
In or not?
No,
in?
I don't think it's got vodka in it.
It does.
What? I thought it was like rum based.
What about, what's this?
Gin. No, it's rum. I think it's like rum and
it's
tequila.
In.
What's this?
Tequila. I think it's got tequila in it.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
So that's three so far.
Just to recap. What is?
What's this?
You're joking. Cointreau.
Yeah.
I feel like I know where this is going. I think that's in it.
Yeah, that's in it. from the drinks trolley. This.
Yeah.
What's that?
It's got rum in it for sure.
It does have rum. So just to recap, that is a measure of vodka.
No, it does not.
A measure of gin, a measure of tequila, a measure of rum, a measure of triple sec, and also the same amount of measure of fresh lime juice. Has to be fresh lime juice. None of that green bottle shit. As well as Coca-Cola.
Hang on. It does not have five shots of alcohol in it.
Yeah, it does. It does.
What?
Vodka, gin, tequila, Cointreau. What's that? Rum.
That's worse than like a zombie.
It's a big old shit mix.
It's a total shit mix. But they taste delicious, right?
Yeah. Shall I make some?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, you're going to stay away from me.
I will, happily. James, what would you like this time for your cocktail masterclass? I'm thinking Long Island.
Something classy.
I'm thinking jazzy vibes.
Jazzy, yeah. Right. Ice. Loads of ice. You need loads of ice. You need, one rum. One tequila. This is good tequila. This is 100% agave.
No one cares.
This is gin. Vodka from Russia. Oof. Squeeze of lime. Don't chop a lime with a bread knife because it can injure yourself.
Is that because you are chopping it with a bread knife, James?
Yeah, because I cooked the other knife in the dishwasher. Can you speed this up?
I'm going to bloody have to. Everyone's going to be falling asleep.
That's a good one. That's so much juice in that. Brilliant. A bit of Cointreau. And then you put loads of ice in. Stir it. Until it goes cold on the side of the vase or vase jug. One glass. And then top up with Coca-Cola. And there we have it. Drink, do you want to try it? We can't cheers because we're separate sides of the table.
Cheers.
Strong in it.
Oh my god, but also delicious.
Yum boa.
Talk me through your glass choice here.
Now, what you're supposed to do, I will admit, you're supposed to have a long glass because it's called a Long Island iced tea, actually. This is a pint glass, actually.
It's a pint glass, James.
It's basically a pint of Long Island iced tea. Now, it doesn't look as pretty,
no.
But I have garnished it, as you can see there, with some lime chunks.
And there's lots of ice in there.
Lots of ice. Always important for a drink is lots of ice. Anyway, forget the glass because we need some long tumblers. We'll get them. I'll order some. So tell us a bit about this tour.
The tour. So I found it on a website called heygo.com, which offers like virtual tours, and they've got all sorts on there. So earlier on today, they had a tour around Amsterdam. There was like Machu Picchu. And the one that we are doing is called Aaron and Patrick Hit the Road, Surprise Location. Let me read the bio for you. Right, ready for me to offend a lot of Americans?
Yeah, ready.
The gas tank is filled. The bags are packed. The snacks are stocked. We're hitting the road and taking you with us.
Woohoo!
I'll stop that. We'll be journeying down the highway and showing off lots of sights beyond our beloved New York City. It could be another city. It could be a state park. It could be a quirky roadside tourist attraction. We don't always know where the road may lead us. but we do know we'll have a laugh and a good time along the way. And we would love for you to join us.
Brilliant.
So I don't know where it's going to be, but we know it's going to be in America somewhere.
Yeah.
And we won't know until we hit join and join in on the tour. And basically the way that it works is it's 100% free. You can join. They don't see you. You just see them. But you can chat along at the side. And if you liked it at the end, you can leave them a tip.
Yeah, that's how they make money. That's what they're doing it for.
Yeah. So I think it is a really nice way to be able to travel the world whilst from home. And Aaron and Patrick, they look like a hoot. They've got 139 five-star reviews.
Woohoo!
Yeah. So I'm feeling very confident about this. And I think it's fair that this episode may be a bit different to others. I'm not sure how easy it's going to be for us to find five interesting things.
No.
Mostly because we don't know where we're going. It might be a bit shorter, this middle section, than usual. But bear with us. We're making it work.
So you've got the keyboard of the laptop. I've got the remote keyboard here.
Mm.
I'm going to chat to them.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to ask lots of questions.
You are very curious, aren't you?
Yeah.
You're a curious person.
Loads of questions already. I don't even know where we're going, really.
It starts in 4 minutes' time, and I know that they do like a 10-minute intro. So if we click on now, it should be good to go. Right, okay. So I'm on the HeyGo website. Starting soon, Aaron and Patrick hit the road. Surprise location. Where do we think it's going to be?
America.
I think it's definitely going to be America. Right, we're connecting to stream.
If you've just joined us,
First
of all, I'm Patrick.
And I'm Aaron.
And we're happy you're here. But we, second of all, the tour has not begun.
Perfect timing.
That's such good timing.
We did not plan that. So this is live now.
A half minutes. So we're just saying hi and seeing how everyone's doing.
Right. Oh my God, we can write a message to them.
All right, so. Welcome back. All right, I'm going to say, hi guys. This is first virtual tour.
Chelsea and James from the UK. Okay, James, I need you to give me a description and summary of Aaron and Patrick, please.
Aaron and Patrick look like they play golf at the weekends and make pies during the week.
You've done that based on both of the hats they're wearing. One of them's got a golfing cap on and the other's got a pork pie hat.
James, welcome. We're happy to have you with us, James.
Welcome, James. This is exciting. Well, we're normally touring around New York City, and which we love. And we have decided to do a couple of like hitting the road tours. And this is one of them. So welcome to Lancaster, Pennsylvania, James.
Yeah, we're happy to have you with us.
Woo-hoo! Oh, that's so nice.
Oh, that's cool. So they've also got a map on the left-hand side about where they are in the world right now.
Oh, that's cool. So no, but now James will find out where they are.
They've just said Pennsylvania.
Oh, I was not listening. What a grand reveal. So James, I thought this was going to be a road trip.
All right, it's time to
get
going.
Here we go.
It's going to be a walkie trip then, isn't it?
Yeah. I got this totally wrong.
We're so excited to show you a little bit of downtown today.
There's an option where you can take pictures of this tour. There is a camera icon on the right side there, on the right side of your screen.
That's cool.
If you see something that you like, just click that camera icon and it will save a picture for you in
your... So we've just taken a photo and now we have a postcard.
Of the pork pie hat.
We're in the southeast corner of the state of Pennsylvania. Lancaster has a population of about 60,000 people.
One of the facts have begun.
Oh, yes, we're looking for facts. So yeah. I'll tell you something now.
What?
I know nothing about Lancaster.
No, I don't.
I know that there's a university in the north of England.
Yes, called Lancaster University.
Yeah, but this is a different one.
Yes.
All right, so some interesting things about Lancaster. It was the national capital of the American colonies on September 27th, 1777, for one day only.
No way!
1799-1812,
it was the capital. That's cool. We can have that one.
That's a great fact.
For one day.
Lancaster in Pennsylvania, the capital of the US for one whole day. Oh my God, someone on the chat. As she just said, my name is actually Karen. Her username, by the way, is Karis. But I got fed up of the meaning of the name, so I changed it.
Karen's now Karis.
Fair dues, Karen. I understand that.
And continuing along this little picturesque King Street, you're going to see Steinman Hardware Company across the street right there. You can probably
bloody love a hardware company.
What's your favourite thing about hardware companies?
I just like looking at the tools and stuff. So I used to get the Screwfix catalogue quite often and just have a flick through and then circle stuff I wanted. Like people used to do that with the Argos catalogue. I used to have a Screwfix catalogue and go, I'd like that jigsaw and I'd like that power drill. And maybe one day I'll get this jackhammer like I was going to dig up someone's driveway.
How old were you?
31.
Right, should we get back to the tour?
Oh yeah, back to the tour. We just missed a bit.
This statue is aptly named Newspaper Reader.
Oh, wow. They took their time with that.
Seward Johnson Jr., and it depicts a man reading the Lancaster Sunday News.
I'm going to ask them what's in it. Is there a Sudoku? I just spell Sudoku.
That's it. What's... Oh, James, you're going to get banned for just being an absolute square.
I feel like he's about to move.
It does look like he's about to move, which would probably end our tour immediately. James, is there a Sudoku? I wish there was.
That you made them laugh. Humorous
if there was one, somebody trying to finish it. And another one that we find interesting is Intercourse, Pennsylvania.
Intercourse?
That's right. Intercourse, Pennsylvania is right here in... Lancaster County. You can get a t-shirt that says I Heart Intercourse.
Yeah, I love
this. You did not tell me this is X-rated. Now we're going to have to put the little E on the podcast.
Hagar building, moving right along. This is the Hagar building right here.
I'm going to say that is a really beautiful building in the UK. They'd probably turn that into our Wetherspoons. I hate Wetherspoons.
I don't think so. There's a lot of British people on this tour. He probably will take great offence.
Clive's like, that is so true.
Clive from Manchester so agrees.
Not Lancaster. Lancaster.
That's interesting. They just said not Lancaster, Lancaster. Whereas I would say the UK version is Lancaster.
Yeah, it's Caster, not Lancaster.
Lancaster, whereas they're saying Lancaster.
Should I tell them that? No, I would tell them they're
don't
wrong.
Don't tell them. I mean, they can pronounce their American version however they want. James,
yeah.
Show me your glass. Look at mine.
I know, actually. I need to crack on. You know what? There was 5 shots in there and you've gone through that in so quickly.
I'm just really thirsty.
Do you feel bad that you're not mentioned in the chat here?
Why didn't you set up your account as James and Chelsea? We could have had a really cute couple's account on Hey Go. What are you trying to say about this relationship, James? I mean, we're already sleeping separately.
My profile...
No, you can't change it now.
I can do James and Chelsea.
No, but they know you as James. You've got rapport. You cannot change it now.
I'll put it in brackets.
James. And in brackets and Chelsea.
Updated. I wonder if it updates.
Oh, my God. I can't believe my name is now in brackets.
Jill is chatting about something. Someone called Elizabetta has just joined.
Hello, Elizabetta.
You can't hear this, but I mean, they've got so many people on this tour with us right now.
I really hope everyone leaves a tip at the end.
Well, people, Patty P, someone, that's their name. Ah, and Lexi have just left tips.
Yeah, it comes up on the chat when you leave a tip, you see. But I'm thinking a lot of people are holding off until the end. That's what I'm doing.
I'm going to give one big load at the end.
That's disgusting.
Of tip?
Oh, that does not make it better.
Oh, it's locked. Wounder.
They're locked out. They're at the Lancaster Convention Centre and it's locked.
They've been banned.
Okay, we can show from this window.
Come on, guys. No, just break in.
The convention centre is now locked. Literally 40 minutes ago, we tested the door and it was unlocked.
They've been banned. What have they done? They used the bathroom earlier. You've got to be a customer to use the bathroom. And he went in. Probably did a 2. And they're like, nah,
You're not coming back in.
You don't come back in. We're just going to close the building. I've had it now.
Right here in his backyard. We've mentioned it just a little bit, is the Amish. So Lancaster is the hub of the Pennsylvania Amish population.
That's interesting.
A group of traditional Christian church fellowships, about 330,000 Amish in the United States, 33,000 of which are in Lancaster.
10%, quick math.
I just said it wrong. In Lancaster.
Coming from the south. So, but do you know how often people ask me if I'm Amish?
No, you're Mormon. Or you were Mormon.
Correct. But whenever I say I'm Mormon, people think I mean Amish.
So Amish is like they don't have electric. They don't believe in plumbing or stuff like that.
I mean, I don't know the intricacies, but they're the ones that like wear the bonnets and the long skirts. Yeah. Mormons, they don't do that.
They seem to be always raking. That's what I think that they're doing. They're always in the field putting like sowing peas.
But that's the thing. When I say I grew up Mormon.
Mormon's different to Amish.
It is, but people imagine me in a bonnet raking and planting peas.
Can we have that as an interesting fact, or is that just like common knowledge?
Well, I know. I think it's interesting that Lancaster has one of the biggest populations of Amish people in the United States.
Number two, Amish.
Number two.
Ding, ding. Amish bakery is amazing. Someone just said that. Diane.
One of the items they're known for making are whoopie pies. So, as we said earlier, I think with Leslie, despite Maine claiming the whoopie pie as its official state treat, many folks
are going to say whoopie and laugh.
Here in Pennsylvania. So, the Amish women would bake them and put them in farmers' or school children's lunches.
James is literally just putting a whoopie.
That's where the name came from.
A little bit.
Whoopie! I'll go ahead and show it, right? To give a little. So this is a whoopie pie. It's
ooh!
Cake on top and bottom, a little thin slice cake, and then that's all basically frosting there in the middle.
Oh my God, James, we're on the last thing. We have been faffing about, chatting amongst ourselves, not listening, and we've only got two facts so far. We're going to have to find some facts ourselves in the outro, okay?
We're going to have to do our own research.
Yes.
Oh, we could maybe stay on at the end and chat.
Let's ask them for their favourite fact about Lancaster.
Yeah, take a note of the street signs as well. They have that rose on them that is a direct reference to the red rose of Lancaster, England, which is where Lancaster, Pennsylvania gets its name.
Yes, okay. That's cool.
I did see that. I think I recognise that. That looks very like Lancaster.
I'm sure we missed some questions. Because it was sunny and bright.
Ask them what the strangest flavor whoopie pie they've ever had.
James is asking, what is the strangest flavor of whoopie pie that they do? Well, I would say the one flavor that might seem strange to a lot of people is shoo fly. So shoo fly pie is a very common Irish pie and a very common pie in this area that's basically like a coffee cake, like a crumb coffee cake with a gooey molasses bottom to the pie. And they do a shoe fly whoopie pie as well. What is the most interesting fact about Lancaster that you love to tell people?
That's me!
That it's it was the nation's capital for one day only.
Yeah, that is a great
that
fact.
That is good. I've got that already, though.
We want more.
I think that's probably a good question, James. I think that's probably my most interesting. Ahana, another.
Can I just say that he's still not acknowledging that I'm with you and my name is on it now?
I think that I'm
Aaron.
I think I'm in a thruple with them now.
And somewhere else. So thank you all for joining us so much. We'll see some of you tomorrow in Grand Central and on the Brooklyn Bridge. You can also follow our Instagram. NYC Tour Guys is our Instagram.
Oh my God, please go follow them. They are the nicest guys ever.
Looking forward to live theater too. We can't wait.
Yeah. Thank you so much, everyone.
Oh, thank you so much. They were so fun. I loved them. Oh, let's leave a tip, James.
Right, leave a tip.
So it's finished. It's popped up saying, leave a tip. Aaron and Patrick and Heygo are supported by your tips. Give what feels right to help their tours get better and better. And it's suggesting we leave £5, £10 or £20. What's it going to be? This is a big question, James.
Should we leave them £20?
I think we should. Because do you know what? They've saved our bloody bacon tonight.
They have.
We didn't know what we were going to do.
I may take PayPal, GPay, that stands for Google.
Thanks for that.
Or credit and debit card number. You can have my card number.
Go on, just say the numbers, James, it's fine. No one here is going to take your card details.
My number is 4751.
Mm? And?
No, that's what you're getting.
Oh.
Pay now.
Aaron and Patrick, we really enjoyed our tour to Lancaster.
I did, actually.
Yeah. I mostly just like their energy. Do you think it was good?
Do you know what, though? Say I was housebound all the time.
Yeah.
Like I am now.
Mm.
That's nice to be part of something else. It's a little community that they yeah. pop on and
James.
Yeah.
You're slurring your words.
I know.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
You haven't even finished yours. I finished mine about 10 minutes ago. Right. I think we need to make ourselves one more drink because we need to find two more interesting things about Lancaster.
Yeah, we failed in the thing.
To be fair, I think they were saying lots of interesting things, but we started chatting. It was our own fault. It was not Aaron and Patrick's fault.
It's like when you're doing a tour and you have a little breakaway at the back, which I often do.
Yeah.
Because my attention wanders.
Mm.
We had a lot of wander, but it was on screen. They're not looking back. You can do what you want when you're on a screen.
Correct. So won't you get making another and let's get a Googling. Oh.
Oh.
Oh, what have you done?
Right. Coca-Cola. Here we go. One more round.
Okay. We'll do another air cheers. Cheers!
Cheers!
Mm. So, whilst you were making the drink, the last drink, I've been researching. I'm just going to run through these quickly because I'm not sure how many people are going to be visiting Lancaster in Pennsylvania. I mean, you never know. You never know.
I probably won't, but it's lovely.
Yeah, it looked very, very nice. Okay, so coming in at number four, I just need your approval on this. Lancaster in Pennsylvania is the home of America's first pretzel bakery.
That's good.
Established in 1861. And they're still made there at the Sturgis Pretzel House.
Oh, is that where pretzels invented?
Yeah, exactly. Now,
do you know what? I do like a pretzel.
I do as well.
On a plane.
I've just looked. It's in a place called Littles. So I wonder, maybe that's in a Lancaster County. Yes. So, oh no. Hang on, I've read that wrong because my eyes are bad. The actual name of the city is Lititz.
Lititz. Can you spell that for me just to be clear?
It's L-I.
L-I.
T-I-T.
T-I-T.
Z.
Tits. Oh, with a Z?
Yeah, it's quite like a new age way Lititz. Of saying Lititz.
Lititz.
Yeah, so it's in Lancaster County. So we were in Lancaster today, but, you know, it's all part of the same county. But home of the pretzel. I think that's pretty good.
If you love pretzels.
I do.
Lititz for you.
And finally, I really enjoyed this. You know how I always like to go snooping in the news to see what topical or
nonsense.
Funny.
Sorry, funny, yeah.
Yeah, funny stories have come up about a certain place.
Yeah.
Well, I've got a great story for you about Lancaster in Pennsylvania. There was a crime committed at one of their farmers markets. I think someone stole some cash.
Okay.
Which, by the way, little fact for you now, I'm just going to drop this in. It's got the oldest farmers market in the whole of America.
They said that.
Oh, did they?
I heard them two say that.
Oh, I bloody missed it.
These two walked past that farmer's market.
Oh, my God.
You weren't paying attention.
I wasn't. I was drinking my Long Island iced tea, okay? There was a crime committed in America's oldest farmer's market, and somebody stole some cash.
Some sausages.
And some maybe they swiped some sausages too. They stole some cash, and the police obviously asked for some witnesses, and someone went, yeah, I saw it. Let me draw you a little sketch of the man. So they got out their 2B. No, what's it called?
HB. 2B is a pencil as well.
Oh.
It's a fatter, thicker lead.
I'm glad that you know your pencils. So they got out their 2B.
Yeah.
Their little scribble. And they presented it to the police.
Yeah.
Who, I believe, posted it on their Facebook to be like, we're looking for this man. I'm going to show you the picture now. And if you're thinking this is very visual, don't worry. I'm going to post it on Tipsy Tourism on Instagram so you can go and have a look at it for yourself now. Here it is, James.
Wow. Now, that is... I wish the witness a toddler because that looks like something from You know Snoopy?
Yes, it has.
You know Charlie Brown with his two dot eyes?
Yeah, it has the very similar kind of style.
There is zero detail from that.
If you would say what year in school, you know, someone would be able to draw that.
For me, year 11.
But for most people.
Like year five, yeah. Year four, yeah. Something like that.
It's a very, very simplistic design. However,
yeah.
After publishing it, an officer looked at it and went, I know who that is. And they were able to apprehend the guy that did it.
They actually got them?
Yeah, they actually got them based off that shitty little sketch.
Okay. Well, I guess that was their last viral story. We'll give them that.
Yeah. Also, and this really made me chuckle, so I'm reading this in the Washington Post. The final line in the article says, speaking about the witness, Hickey said, oh my God, Hickey. Why has everyone had such ridiculous
names? That's what you get on your neck.
Call so the police officer Hickey. Must be called like Officer Hickey.
Hickey?
Yeah.
What did you call it? I used to call Hickey a shag bite.
We called it a Hickey.
Okay.
Yeah. Speaking about the witness, Hickey said, shag-bite. We appreciated their effort and continued cooperation. People like that make our job easier and more enjoyable. But there are currently no plans to offer the witness a position as a sketch artist, he said. Moving on then to our very, very sensible review. Did you have fun, James?
Do you know what? I was so bored this afternoon because already I was like, I've got nothing to do. I am going to be here tomorrow and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday and Saturday and Sunday. And I'm like, that was a nice little lift.
Yeah.
And by the way, I know loads of people have been in lockdown longer than that.
Yeah.
And they've been isolating for a lot longer. But this is quite a nice little breakaway to go and do something else.
In fact, we might do another one of these, don't you think?
I would love to, yeah.
What was your favourite part?
Obviously, apart from Aaron and Patrick being lovely personalities and a good bants and chat.
With great hats.
Great hats. I really enjoyed the chat window.
I've got that as my favourite bit too.
And there was lots of British people on it.
Yeah, there was.
But I just really enjoyed being... I don't know why I got singled out the most. I think that we were... Obviously.
Not we. They bloody didn't say my name once, even after you put it in brackets.
I think
I wasn't there.
No, I know. I think that the chat was quite fun.
Yeah.
And everyone was like reading each other's chat and it's running throughout and they're walking around the streets of America, reading the comments when they can. And it was just a nice different way. And they picked up on loads of stuff that you comment on as well and answered questions if you had questions along the way. So that was my favourite bit.
Oh, well, it's really boring because I've said the chat box was my favourite bit as well.
Brilliant.
Bloody great. But okay, if you're saying that, I will go ahead and say that Aaron and Patrick were total babes, very friendly. Also, it seemed that they had a lot of regulars because they kept being like, hey, you're back, welcome.
Hey, Jeff.
I think their little community that they've found for themselves is a thing of beauty and I would absolutely recommend giving it a go. Right, what do you think needs improvement, James?
Well, I actually, when they said we're nearly done now, was a bit sad because I thought it was going to go on a bit longer. So I would have liked to have seen more, really. So it was maybe like 40 minutes.
Yeah.
And at 35 minutes in, they were like, right, we've showed you everything now.
Yeah, and they did a little Q&A at the end.
So, and I was like, oh, I want to see some more shit in town. That would have been nice to see a bit more of Lancaster.
I would have liked at the end for them to have gone for a drink somewhere.
Oh, that'd have been nice.
Don't you think?
Go and do a shot.
Oh my goodness. I would love to have like sat down and everyone who was like watching along could have got themselves a little drink.
Yeah.
And had a little like drinks Q&A at the end. That would have been cute.
I'd have kept boosting them like, I'll donate again if you do a shot. Yeah. Shot. But do it responsibly if you'd like to. That's important.
But apart from that, honestly, for what it is, they do a very, very good job. They were very professional and we liked them a lot. So was it worth it?
Was the free walking tour with optional donation worth it?
Mm.
Yes.
Absolutely. I love the fact that it could be free. And that's not to say that you shouldn't tip at the end. You definitely should if you can. But I do like the fact that if you're not in a financial position right now to be donating, you can turn up, enjoy it, get that bit of info, culture, community, and you don't have to pay. I think that's a really nice option.
What is dog shit is that we can't go on this tour at the minute.
Yeah.
And it's just that little bit of insight of what is possible again when things open up.
Yeah, it made me really excited again to get to see brand new places.
It's nice.
Finally.
Yeah.
What are you going to give it? Marks out of 10. I think this is a really difficult one to grade because everywhere else we've been to in person.
I know, and I find it really difficult actually.
Well, do you know what? I'm going to go in with
it. I'm going to write it down.
Okay.
Before you say it.
And I don't want that if they listen to this, I don't know if they would, but I don't want them to think this is a low mark, but it's just that I can't give it the highest mark because I almost want to be somewhere to give it the highest mark. So I'm going to go in.
Yeah.
A 7 out of 10.
That's what I've said.
Yeah, because it is really good. It's just hard to compare to things that you've been to physically in person.
7.0. I think that's a good score though.
Yeah, I do too. And now it is tied with Up at the O2.
Oh, yeah. Is it?
Yeah, so it's in joint fourth position.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so I think, you know, fair dues to them for a virtual experience. It's bloody good, and I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, next time we go to New York, we should try and join one of their walking tours.
I like that you say that as if we... Oh, you know, next time we're in the area. Next
no,
time
no, just... but at some point we will go to New York again.
Just pop over to New York and see the guys. Yeah, I completely agree. I would love to share a whoopie pie with them. Thank you so much for listening to this cobbled together episode of Tipsy Tourism. We really, really do appreciate it.
I mean, this is the tightest turnaround we've done.
Yeah.
Like, recorded it as like a few hours later, putting it out.
Yeah, I know. It's going to be a late, late night for us. So we really appreciate it. And as per usual, please do keep writing your reviews and giving us the 5 stars. We absolutely love it. We read every single one. Are you getting it up now?
I have read every single review that has come into the review section. So the latest one, Glasgow Emily, actually heading to Hampstead Heath next time I'm in London after listening to this.
Oh, I love that.
That's nice.
Oh, but there's one that really, really made me laugh. I think it was from like 5 days ago. If you keep scrolling, you should get to it. You'll know it when you see it.
Is someone said, the Bert and Ernie of podcasts. Is it this one? Please don't ever get all slick and professional.
Rude. I thought we were.
Perfectly funny, factually interesting as it is.
No, it wasn't that one though. That is funny though.
Do you want to have a look?
Yeah. This is it. I'm a fan of Chelsea's Insta and James on the radio, so I thought I'd give it a listen. And it's way better than I thought it would be.
Like that one.
Yeah, so keep the reviews coming. We bloody love them. And you listening, just it's absolutely lovely to get messages from you to say that you've listened to each of them. And remember, if you go to any of these places, do take photos and tag us in them. We are absolutely loving the amount of post boxes we're getting tagged in at the moment from one of our previous episodes due to one of the facts that we revealed. If you don't know what we're going on about, go back and listen.
Episode 4, Postal Museum. Go and have a listen to that.
Hopefully, next week, we will be back with you at a location.
That's the hope.
Now.
Yeah.
I think we may have to publish it on Wednesday, not Tuesday.
Fine.
Just to give us time.
Fine by me.
So if you find that it's not in your feed next Tuesday, that is why. But there definitely will be one. And we are so excited to take you to the next location. Like, it's going to be so much fun. If you were to give a clue about it, James, what would you say?
Could be shit.
That's a massive clue.
Is it?
Yeah. It's fine.
It could be, though.
It
might be brilliant. We don't
maybe,
know.
Maybe. But it could.
Could be shit.
So we hope you will join us in that next episode. But for now, thanks so much. Final airs cheers, James. We're going to finish off our Long Island iced teas. Oh, you are.
Can't touch your glass.
Okay. Right. Speak to you in the next one. Bye.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.